We're reading from Zohar for the people, chapter Vayeshev, item 74. The text can be downloaded on kab.tv. Questions may be asked on that same website, kab.tv. Selected questions related to the theme of the lesson will be asked during the lesson. While reading the Zohar, we need to keep as far away as possible from this current reality that we feel. We must understand that the Creator that created a will to receive existence from absence, that the end of an act comes from a preliminary thought. And the thought was to create the creature from this point of existence from absence, and it's opposite from us, it's this existence from absence. And it has to reach a state as he is, something that is seemingly impossible. But on the condition that this point will remain opposite from him, on the one hand, and on the other hand, it will receive a special clothing, a new form of perception, new behavior, to be like the Creator, similar to the Creator. Therefore, from that very same moment of thought, this thought already determines what will be. This contradiction between the light and the desire, this contradiction already decides on all the actions that will come. As Baal Shem Tov explains to us, he wants to build a house, then this thought begins to be realized first in the blueprints, and then in the lists of materials, and then in certain actions, until it starts being realized in the matter itself, and then this matter itself is gathered, and from this matter the building is being built. And this building was thought in this preliminary thought. It was matter clothed in thought, then it was in programs, then it was in realization, in its final state. That's why we are with you now in a very special state. We're actually in that same contradiction, in that same point of existence from absence, of existence and absence, in that contradiction, in that contrast. And we have to start closing up this contrast, meaning reaching equivalence of form. That same point will be like the light. And from nature, from its opposite qualities of their existence and from absence, meaning the creature and the Creator, that form that we have now between our current sensation that we are in complete detachment from the Creator, and the state that we have to reach connection, to reach equivalence with Him, to adhere to Him. And that is the purpose, the thought of creation. Therefore, the world that we feel right now, the state that we feel right now, is not incidental. That's how it's been determined from nature, that these two discernments, these two forms of creature and creator, therefore, when we begin to rise from this state to the other state, to be equivalent to the Creator, to close up this gap from the point of existence from absence and godliness, meaning between the vessel and the light. For that we're given this world, what we know is this world, that this point feels detached and opposite from the Creator, and in order to bring us to the other state, from one screen to the other, from one image to the other, then we were given this means, the Book of Zohar, that this transfers us from this detachment to connection. Therefore, this state that we currently feel and the state that we need to reach and the degrees, the stages that we have to go through on the way and the means, the way the Zohar tells us about it, the connection between the two worlds and how one is clothed in the other, that's towards us, towards what we think, that's what we feel today, and we have to reach this tomorrow, meaning in the next state. All this isn't just coincidental. We have to depict ourselves correctly, and we have to make an effort that by this means called the Book of Zohar that we're engaging in, it will open up, and we have to see how it changes us each and every time, and it will bring us closer and closer from our current feeling, that black point, that same point of existence from absence, but in a clearer way, that there in the beginning of creation was entirely dependent on the light, was all included in the light, and the light controlled it, and it couldn't feel itself and show her deeds. But now, as we are in that same point, that there his nature has been revealed. His nature has been revealed by the fact that this point begins to feel, begins to attain its oppositeness from the light. And here she has all the opportunities to reach equivalence of form. Reality is only in that point. And the reality towards her, according to her feeling, in her are all the worlds, in her are all the changes and sensations, it's all in her. And the Creator who created this point, towards him, it doesn't change. Towards him, it's in the, right now in the end of correction, in the immediate good state that it wants to be and feel, that very same point, which is the entire creation. So when we read the Book of Zohar, we need to understand that we have a special device that connects between the two states, between a state that we are detached from the Creator and we feel ourselves and within us. We feel closed in that black point. And the Zohar, by a special language, by a special program, it wants to show us how in our inner actions we can reach through this inner organization the state that we'll be able to perceive the light that's outside, and our inner organization will be like the light, and then our entire structure will be internally like the Creator, even though our matter will still remain the will to receive existence from absence. So there's no coincidence here, but there's this current necessary picture we're in, that we feel ourselves that way. And the next state is that we come towards equivalence. Go ahead. We have to search for ourselves that same forms, those same advanced forms for equivalence with the Creator. That on them, about these states, the Zohar tells us about. Go ahead. And Israel loved Joseph. A person's desire, which is aimed to equivalent to forming the Creator, loves Joseph, that quality that helps him realize himself and reach equivalence. Item 74. And Israel loved Joseph. Oh, how the Creator loved Israel. And because of this love, that he loved them more than all the idol-worshipping nations, he warned them and wished to keep them in all their actions. Meaning a person has in him many desires. One of those desires is Israel, and many other desires, nations of the world. So this gap between the desires towards the quality of bestowal towards the Creator, that's how he wants to explain to us what it is. Item 75. Three times a day, there is judgment in the world. When that time comes, one should be careful and beware so that the judgment will not hurt him. And they come at known times. Even if the light shines and a person is in the quality of bestowal called light, that for him the quality of bestowal is daytime, a new desire emerges in him, corrupted. That means that the judgment dwells in a person, and he has to be careful from this awakening. He has to constantly check himself. Is he ready to receive these new desires that awaken within him and to receive them, correct them, and connect them to that same state of today of bestowal that seems to him as light, as daytime? And these times, he says, are known. The awakening of the corrupted desire in a person, it happens in known states. 76. When the morning came, meaning when a person corrects his vessels in such a way that in his vessel of reception begins to be the quality of bestowal that he wants to only bestow, that means that the morning came. Abraham had woken in the world, chesed, quality of bestowal, and gripped onto the judgment to tie it with him, meaning he already has judgment. Already, in order to advance, a new corrupted desire awakens. There are no changes in the light, but there are only changes in the desire that awakens and how a person treats that same desire that awakens in him. If he's prepared to correct it in order to bestow, if he sees in his desire that it's help against him, and if instead he overcomes with a desire to bestow above the will to receive, then it shines for him and it's light. And then again comes the corrupted will to receive that comes to advance the person even more. Second line, 76. In the first 3 hours of the day, the judgment went from its place to awaken in Jacob until the time of midday prayer. At that time, the judgment returns to its place, and the judgment from below awakens to connect to the judgment from above. And since then, judgment connects to judgment, one must be vigilant . There are those commandments, laws that come from above without giving a person, how should I say, just like we learn that there is surrounding light, it comes, it purifies the screen, it's as if it forcefully holds it and aims it to purify the screen and to make the new parts of the same thing is here. in the process. It's the same process, only it's called night and day. That there are two forces that are working together, internal and surrounding. And even though we say that the upper light is in complete rest, means complete rest, he doesn't change his ways that he wants to bestow and bring himself to the end of correction. And Bina is constantly influenced, but it's influence towards the will to receive that awakens in a person. And it awakens periodically, root, first, second, third, fourth. And then again, root, second, third, fourth, root, second, third, fourth. So it turns out that the will to receive changes, but those states that are changing are external and not external. That's what it seems to us. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, there still is this system. And in this system, there is the end of correction. And our state, one towards the other, there are the primary conditions that we're opposite, and then there's the end states that we're equal, and between that there's the process we have to go through. This process is registered in the system that manages us. So it turns out that there are dinim, laws, and chasadim. Din is the awakening of the will to receive. Rachamim, mercy, is that a person is able to correct it in order to bestow. And also on behalf of the system that has to change within us these different states. Zeranpin is called day. The three times are the three lines in Zeranpin, each containing its unique judgment. And these three discernments of judgment in the three lines of Zeranpin extend from the three sowings, Holam, Olam, Shuruk, and Chirik, which are the roots of the three lines of Zeranpin. The first, during the ascent of Malchut to Bina, the three letters Ele of Elohim, of the Creator, fall off her, and she remains with Mi of Elohim, Vak without Gar. This is considered the judgment in the point of the Cholam on the right line of Zera Anpin, called Abraham. Second, during Gadlut, Malchut comes out of Bina, and the three letters Ele return to Bina. At that time, she returns to Rosh de Arich Anpin and obtains Gar, discerned as Chokhmah, without Chasadim. At that time, even the Chokhmah does not shine, and she is blocked. This is the discernment of judgment in the point of Shuruk and in the left line of Zeranpin, called Isaac, and it is called the upper judgment. Three, the ascent of Zon there through the Masach de Chirik, which determines between the two lines, is Vak, whose root comes from the lock. Afterwards, he is corrected with a key and becomes as a Masach at the point of Chulam. This is considered the judgment at the point of Chirik, and in the middle line of Zera Anpin, called Jacob, it is also called the lower judgment. Whoever doesn't know, or doesn't remember, doesn't understand, or even a little bit, it's not important. Main thing is to make an effort to find within us all these discernments. It's all there, all the stages from now till Ein Sof, from the completely contradicting state to the equal state of the Creator. All the states are here. We have to only open them up, go through them. When the morning rises, the right line of Zeranpin, called Abraham, governs. Or the opposite. Now this quality called Abraham comes, then it's called that the morning comes. It grips the judgment of the poet of Chulam, which is Masach Devak without the Rosh, due to the Hitkalelot, the mingling of Malchut in Bina. This is so because through the disclosure of judgment of the poet of Chulam, all the Moch and Dezon come out, and this is the time of Zivug. And Jacob, who is the middle line, rises and sentences between the two lines, Abraham and Isaac, through the Masach Dechirik in him.
After the two lines, right and left, were included in one another, the judgment descends from the point of Cholam, which is Abraham, since he reacquired the Gah through this Itkalelut in the left. And the judgment that was in him descends and comes in Jacob, the middle line, through the Masach Dechirik in him, which is Bechinat Vak. In the morning Zivug, Yitzchak's judgment was cancelled, meaning the governance of the left line, which is the blockage at the point of Shuruk, because of Jacob sentencing by the force of the Masach Dechirik. And now that Isaac's dominance returned and he is not included in Abraham, the judgment at the point of Shuruk returned to its place as well, since the lights in it were blocked once more due to the lack of chassadim. I try to feel those things and how they pass in me. It completely doesn't matter how well I understand them, how well I depict them. It's like a baby who makes mistakes and errors, and precisely through them he learns, only in such a natural, most natural way. To want to feel, to want to live. The Lord judgment, Vak without Rosh, at the Masach Dechirik, which is the middle line, has now been cancelled because it has been connected with the upper judgment at the point of Shuruk, and the Gar returned to the middle line by the force of the domination of the left. For this reason, its sentence was revoked and the judgment governs the world due to the blockage of the lights. This is why one should be watchful at that time. Item 77. Moreover, when the judgment awakens in the world and death is in the city, one should not walk alone in the market. Instead, one should confine oneself within and not come out, as we explained about Noah, who confined himself in the ark so he would not be in front of the destroyer. With the first three judgments, which are three lines of Zeranpin, one should beware of drawing illumination of the left from above downwards. If one is watchful in that, he is already saved from them. However, with this fourth judgment, when there is death in the city, it is the judgment of the awakening Nukva, as it is written, not rewarded, he is bad. This is so because they are the judgment in the Masach of the first restriction from which death comes. In this case, vigilance and care do not help, because once that judgment has been revealed, it controls the form of from below upwards too. And the only counsel is to close himself in, so he will not be seen by the destroyer. He should not touch any mochin, except in the form of vak, which is light of chasadim, in which the sitra achra has no hold whatsoever. Thus, it occurs that he is not seen by the destroyer, since he has no hold of him. This is considered hiding and confining himself to his room so as to not be seen. Noach too hid himself in the discernment of Vak from below upwards in the light of Chasadim there, and then he was saved, since there is no hold to the Sitra Achra in the light of Chasadim. 78. Confine yourself to your room and close your door behind you, so you will not be seen by the destroyer, the egoistic desire of yours. So he will draw only light of Vak de Chasadim through rejection, in which the destroyer has no hold. This is so because after the judgment has passed, the destroyer no longer has the authority to harm him. Item 79. Because of the Creator's love for Israel, he pulled them near him. This caused the rest of the nations who idol worship to hate Israel, since they are remote from the Creator, while Israel are near. Item 80. And for the love that Jacob loved Joseph more than his brothers, although they were all brothers, they plotted against him to put him to death. It is all the more so with the idol worshipping nations and Israel. They too hate Israel, for the Creator loves them more than all the idol worshipping nations. According to the equivalence of form, the love that Jacob loved Joseph more than his brothers caused the disclosure of the fourth judgment, death, for which no vigilance and watchfulness help. Item 81. That love, which he loved him more than all his brothers, caused Joseph to be exiled from his father, and his father was exiled with him, and inflicted exile upon the tribes, which caused divinity to be exiled among them. And although the sentence was given in the covenant of the pieces, the reason for it was the love, that he loved him more than all his brothers. This is so because all the above mentioned happened because of the varicolored tunic he had made for him more than for his brothers. As is written, his brothers saw that, so they hated him and could not speak to him on friendly terms. Any questions? Comments? Please do. A student from Moldova is asking how to find this quality in myself if I don't understand and cannot connect to any of it. We are like babies who don't know the world they exist in. They are in the trustful hands of their mother and relative who provides all their needs in order to grow. And from the baby's behalf, all is needed is a desire to be grown up, meaning in our world, in a degree of a beast. We see that that desire exists by nature, still vegetative, animate, and they have a desire to grow. However, the degree of speaking, which is a spiritual degree, we're not talking about us. When we grow in our world like any other animal, the degree of animate, but when we want to grow in the degree of speaking, when in bodies we're already grown up, even adults, some of us old, we need a desire to come from us. Therefore, there is a natural evolution, beastly evolution in the degree of still vegetative and animate. We have evolved in the degrees of still vegetative and animate. I'm here as a person. I have also evolved in the degree of still vegetative and animate in my history, in my desires. And now I need to rise to the degree of speaking. The degree of speaking that I myself want to reach the goal, that I myself, on top of all my desires, corporal desires of man, food, sex, family, and humans desire, money, respect, knowledge, I develop in me a drive from what is already in me, the point in the heart, but I develop it further on. I try to, by the society, to develop that point for an evolution, to push it to evolve. And for that, I need a society. And the society gives me desires to develop that point. With these desires, along with the society, I come to the study of the Book of Zohar and start reading from it. So I have the desire to evolve, meaning to find here my next degree, my next emotion. And this is what we are searching for now. So it is up to me to want and nothing else. Nothing else. That means my sons have beaten me. I just want to grow like a baby who wants to grow naturally. Try to calm him down, prevent him from growing, from demanding, from not wanting. Can you do that? Nothing can stop it. This is how strong the nature impulse is, both in animals and in our babies, humans' babies, it's all the same. They are in a constant restlessness, and this is how we have to be in a constant restlessness in spirituality, in an inner search, inner quest, without coming down for a constant inner change, and then we will grow. That is the condition. Nothing else. Nothing else is demanding of you. The system is already there. It exists. And you, with your desire, with your inner impulse, you activate it. If not for your drive, if not for your impulse, it won't activate you. It will influence you with sufferings in order to awaken you. But you won't advance a bit, a single step forward by sufferings from above. Only by your desire from below. There can be additional blows, more blows and more blows. And as if these blows are not enough for you in order to want to connect to the right society, to form a desire for evolution. So you stand still, although you keep observe beatings up. So the blows, this is not a sign for evolution. It's a sign for you not advancing, not moving from your place.
So our question is, where can we acquire this deficiency? The deficiency to spiritually advance, to resemble the Creator, to be bestowing. And here the Kabbalists come and they tell us, the society can cause your spiritual development through them by jealousy, love, hatred, rejection, attraction, never mind what. From them you can attain the desire to spiritually develop, specifically for spirituality, even though it's against your desire. They want it, so out of jealousy you want it as well. Because we come from a system and we were connected there as one. Therefore, if the society wants something completely unnatural, things that are even for my worst, not for my benefit, they want, I don't know what, something harmful. I will also want that harmful thing against my own nature. Because once we were connected to one another, this connection remained and they influenced me. I once received spiritual life from them. This network between us remains. I'm connected to them. Only in this network now, there's no flow of life. But I'm connected. Therefore, if all of them together unanimously will start respecting spirituality, it's against my nature, I hate it. To bestow, to love the others, there's nothing that's more opposite from me. But because we have a connection between us, an inner connection, from the source of creation, that's the way it is. Because we existed that way. And they influence me in such a way that I'll want this unnatural phenomena. This unnatural thing. And when I begin to want it, that's the urge, like a baby's urge that I need in order to activate this system of development. Therefore, this friend of ours from overseas, or friends that are here, if they feel that they are lacking grasp, a hold to the Book of Zohar, these teeth to cling onto this means, that's a sign that they can't gather from society the will to spiritually develop. So one must work on it. Also, the society has to work on it, how it's supplying for each and every one of our friends all over the world this awakening to spiritually develop, to bestowal, to love. And on the other hand, we need to understand that it depends on each and every one. How a person nullifies himself in order to receive from the society, from the group, this general desire that dwells in it, the desire to spiritually develop. So we're going back to this main point, that the Book of Zohar is just right in front of us. We have the entire system. We have everything built, group, books, translations, television, internet, everything we have, every single thing. We have a teacher, everything's clear. Everything is clear except for one thing, that point that we have to invest and put our inner effort. That's called my only free choice, my connection with the environment, in order to develop, like with Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. If I won't have that urge to development, then it won't work on me, all these things. Therefore, what's the question here? Eventually, all the questions out of the deficiency that one can not yet realize that point. If I would be equipped with the strong desire to develop from the group, I'd fly forward. The Zohar would have fulfilled me. Yes. Nadav from Rehovot is asking, how can I use the aid of the friends and how can I support them while reading the Zohar? Think about the mutual guarantee, the Aravut. We have no more than that. I depend on everyone and they all depend on me. And they depend on me that I depend on them. It's a circle. It's a loop. It's a closed loop. I supply to them. They supply to me. Strength to spiritually develop. Without that, we remain in death. And to start with this small force we have, and the Zohar develops all of it, it increases it. It's like an amplifier. But still, we have to add it slightly on our behalf. Question from Toronto. What can we do if the society doesn't think about spirituality enough, or that at least that's what seems to me? There are 2 degrees in the group. One degree is the external, say, publication. That depends on our degree in the environment, to the extent that we're trained to do it between one another and to the world. That's dissemination, also between us and between the world. These two forms are also related one to the other. Now, we also have the inner dissemination of the importance of the spiritual goal. The inner dissemination is in each and every one of our thoughts. That each and every one compels himself to be as one man with one heart with all the others. Otherwise, this will be the place of your burial, as it says, the spiritual place of burial, that is. That's the other level. These two levels depend on us. There is another level that even the group doesn't know or understand how great it is or not. If there are new students, like with Rabbi Yossi, son of Kisma, that there's nothing there, people are empty and shallow. They want something, they don't exactly know what. It's like a kindergarten, not a group of Kabbalists. But still, it's a spiritual kindergarten that connects them to this same tendency, to this same urge that the Creator gave them. And they still haven't developed upon this urge any connection or any tendency towards the goal. But there still is that desire in each and every one, which is the point in the heart. It comes from above. If one of them awakens and wants to put himself, his efforts, into the group, into dissemination, in all levels, then he attains the inner connection that there is in the society. Without any connection or relation of what they're capable of revealing outside between them, the way they work, because the environment itself in the inside is in the end of correction. Only it's not revealed towards them. Just like we're all in Gemara Tikkun, but it's not revealed to us. Therefore, one who makes an effort to put in as much as possible in the group, internally and externally, even if all the rest of the friends can't yet, aren't capable, don't want it, never mind how you want to put it, they participate with him, then he attains and organizes his correct environment, meaning even if they are unaware of it, he brings out of them the correct deficiency towards the goal, and he increases his small deficiency through them, and then he can advance by the Book of Zohar. This system has to be depicted between us over and over again, and we have to make an effort to live this. Because it actually directs a person to the correct direction, to this correct stabilization, to the correct form in thought, in actions, in one's inner arrangement, especially a time of study. Yes. Bill from St. Louis is asking, what if one tries to put his efforts in the group and the group rejects him? What can you do there? That same one has to check his deeds. He has to check his attitude to the group. It could be that what he understands is incorrect. If his friends also yearn for that same goal, but they understand it differently, then it's possible that maybe he does not understand the goal correctly. But no matter what, the single has to bend over towards the majority. Or he has to exit. But if he's contrasting to others, contradicting others, then he becomes a disturbance to the group, and they have to arrange that. This state cannot remain as it is. If they don't understand me, that's not a claim even. It's an egoistic claim. The opposite. They don't understand me, they don't want to understand, they're giving me all these different conditions. Very good, the Creator is giving me an opportunity to bend over, to nullify myself. Let's please continue. Item 82, and Joseph dreamed a dream. So again, we're going to search these states within us at full power, like a baby that wants to grow. And Joseph dreamed a dream. Item 82. And Joseph dreamed a dream. Several degrees has the Creator made. They all stand degree atop degree, and they are all nourished by one another as they should. Some from the right and some from the left, and all appointed over one another as it should be. Mm-hmm. Item 83. Wait, meaning these degrees already exist, the entire system is arranged, we only have to activate the bestowal of it on us by our desire, and that only. Just like you press the gas button or something, you push down the gas pedal, you start advancing. You stop, then you stop advancing. All the prophets, item 83, all the prophets in the world nourish out of one discernment of two specific degrees, Netzach and Hod. These degrees were seen within a mirror that does not shine, the Nukva, as it is written, I will make myself known to him in a mirror. A mirror that portrays all colors within it, the three colors, white, red, and green, which are the three lines of Zeranpin. I will speak to him in a dream, in the sixth degree, below the degree of prophecy, the degree of Gabriel, the appointee of dreams.
Item 84. Each dream that, as it should be, comes from that degree, Angel Gabriel. And since it comes from an angel, there is not a dream without mixture of falsehood. Hence, some are true and some are false. And there is not a dream without some from this side and some from that. Item 85. And because there are both truth and falsehood in dreams, all the dreams in the world follow the solution of the mouth, as it is written, and as he interpreted for us, so it happened. Realize according to the solution. Because there are truth and falsehood in dreams, the word of the solution governs over everything, determining if it will follow the truth in it or the lie in it. Hence, the dream requires a good solution. Dream is one of the situations, Vak, Gar, Ibur, Yenika, Mochin, as we learn. There are different situations. A will to receive compared the light. So there are situations which are not in a sufficient connection in Vak, the illumination of Chassadim, of Chochma inside Chassadim, the light of Chochma, Gar. So there are such situations which are called dreams when we're not used the whole force of the desire, for there is no screen. Rather, it is called one part out of 60 of death, meaning that the smallest part of the whole force of the Partsuf is being used. Of course, we're not talking about sleep, our sleep. Rather, it's such a situation that what is revealed to me from great vessels, I'm using the smallest part, and only there can I identify the reality and my attitude to the Creator, and that is called a dream. So a good solution is that I advance and come to greater, bigger conditions that I have acquired additional screens. Because every dream is from a degree below, from Angel Gabriel, and the speech, the Nukva, governs it, meaning the angel. Each dream follows the solution which is speech, that comes from Nukva, who is called speech, and who governs Angel Gabriel. Item 86. When one climbs onto one's bed, he should first crown the kingdom of heaven over himself, and then say one verse of mercy over the bed, meaning that he begins a new period, a new degree, that the previous degree ended, and new vessels begin, darkness, night, bed, death, meaning that the Rosh Toch Sof of the Partsuf are in one height, there is no Mochin, there is no expansion of light from above and below. The entire light departed, all the vessels has only Kista of Chayuta. He can feel nothing, he can understand nothing, everything is in a fog or in a dream. The body is in the bed, instead of laying down. There is no spirituality above or below any of it. Everything is in one such condition, one part out of 60 of death. And this is the state that he has to rise from. This is a cycle that one goes through as usual. This is because when one sleeps on one's bed, his soul departs him and roams above, because he wants to deliver himself to the upper degree. This is a degree like a fetus. The more he cancels himself, the more he grows, because the beginning of his first is by canceling himself only. And then he cancels himself actively in Vak and Ga, but still this is a cancellation, nullification, but in his own forces over his will to receive. But here he only delivers himself, each rising according to its way. Again, item 86. One climbs onto one's bed, he should first crown the kingdom of heaven over himself, and then say one's verse of mercy. This is because when one sleeps in one's bed, his soul departs him and roams above, each rising according to its way. As we learn about the departure of the light inside a vessel, Tamim and Nekudot, the light departed the Kli, rose to the Rosh of the Partsuf, departed. That means that the Partsuf is now empty. And this is the state of his death until a new day, a new degree begins. So his soul departed. Adam 87. When people lay in bed, in slumber, and their souls depart, that inner light departed the Patsuf, the Creator announces to the soul a degree appointed over the dream, meaning Gabriel, the future of things in the world, or the words that come from the thoughts of the heart, or both, for a person to receive the words of the world through admonition in his he is shown the future of things to come in the world. The Reshimo. Now a new situation awakens inside the Patsuf or the soul, and that means that the angel Gabriel, the Creator, through that angel announces the soul, etc., etc., etc. Forces operating over our desire. One is not announced while he is standing through the force of the body, but the angel, his next degree. The Reshimo from the next degree. Item 88. One is not announced while he is standing through the force of the body, when he still has an inner light, a degree, but the angel announces the soul and the soul to man, for the dreams come to the souls from above. When the souls depart the bodies, and each rises according to its merit. This is the purification of the Patsuf, as we learn. There is nothing mystical here. Adam 89. However, many degrees are in a dream. They are all in Chokhmah. A dream is 1 degree. A mirror is 1 degree. And prophecy is 1 degree. And they are all degrees by degrees, one on top of the other. The degree of the dream below the degree of the mirror, and the degree of the mirror below the degree of prophecy. Adam 90. But all of them are in a state which is inactive. It's not a masach with inner lights, surrounding lights, zivug daka and all. They are all situations when the person is under the dominion of the upper one through nullification. He nullifies his desires in order to be in the government of the upper, for he has no screen yet. Therefore, the dream, the mirror, the prophecy, these are things that come from above in exchange for self-nullification. Item 90. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told. This teaches that one should not say one's dream, but only to one who loves him. And if he does not love him, he will harm him. For if the dream is inverted into another thing, the solution of the dream causes the real instruction in the dream to depart. If the reshimo which awakens in a person, which is in a dream, in a state where he clings on to the upper one due to the lack of the screen, and Reshimo from the next degree awakens in him, he connects to additional forces. That means that he loves him, to additional forces to rise to the next degree. Very well. But if he connects to bad forces which can't help him rise to the next degree, then that's bad, and that dream doesn't come to its solution. The Reshimot are not being realized. Item 91. Joseph said the dream to his brothers, who did not love him, because they couldn't understand the middle line. They were in two directions. They were all sacred. They were all in Bistol. They were all sons of Jacob. They belong to Katnut. Yosef, this is Yesod already, which is going to Gedlut to receive in order to be sold. And this is something they can't understand. Therefore, they did not love him. They were all incapable of doing so. They were all only in Katnut, in smallness. They are all components of Joseph. Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod. Yesod, this is Joseph. And then there is Malchut. Jacob is Tiferet. He is seemingly the Rosh of Joseph. Tiferet above in the middle line and Yesod below. So Jacob loves him and understands him, and he sees in him his continuation. This is the attribute which develops from Yosef to Yesod, but the rest of the components are, they comprise the quality of Joseph, and therefore he says, oh, I'm in the middle and you should bow to me. This is his dream, and other things like that. So this is a true picture, but the particular qualities can't understand it. And Joseph said the dream to his brothers, who did not love him, and hence caused his dream to depart and be detained for 22 years. Item 92. And he said unto them, he asked them to listen to him, and he told them the dream. the fact that it was detained, it is as if the Tsar is talking in a language of people, as if there was a corruption in the meanwhile, etc., etc. This is how Kabbalists are talking. What can you do? But of course, there should be additional degrees here, as he says. 22 years that there should be additional degrees here in order for everyone to connect, and only in such a way, after these degrees, will they come to the correct connection and wholeness. Were it not for them who turned the dream into another thing, the dream would have come true. But they replied and said, "Are you really going to reign over us? Or are you really going to rule over us?" By that they immediately told him the solution of the dream, for they had removed it from the meaning of reigning and ruling, and rejected it into another thing. And they sentenced a sentence that he will not reign over them. So they hated him even more and defamed him.
But on the other hand, we understand, if we want to go according to his story, then that's why we go back down to Egypt, receive the will to receive of the Pharaoh. We are rewarded to come out of Egypt with great possessions, and we already had this promise from Abraham that your sons will be in a land of, that is not yours for 400 years. So we have to understand that these degrees, these states, besides hastening them, instead of on its time, then you can hasten it. You have, other than that, no ability to advance. But why are we being told in this way? They want to show us right line and left line, and eventually how we advance in the middle line. Item 93. An unsolved dream is like an unread letter. But does this mean that the dream comes true and he does not know, or that it does not come true at all? The answer is that it comes true and he does not know. This is so because a force is attached to a dream and it must come true, except he is not informed and does not know if the dream came true or not. This is similarly to an unread letter. This is similarity to an unread letter. Item 94. There is not a thing in the world that does not depend on a dream or a herald even before it comes to the world. This is so because before anything comes to the world, it is announced in heaven, and from there it spreads in the world and is given by a herald. And all this is so because it is written that the Lord God will not do a thing while there are the prophets in the world. And if there aren't, even though prophecy is absent, sages are more important than prophets. And if there are no sages, it is given in a dream. And if it is not given in a dream, it is in the birds in the sky. Questions? Yes. Svi from Neot Afeka is asking, the desire to be corrected during this study, that I'll feel that my desire activates the light in the Zohar. Is that what it's for? Again, can we say that the desire to feel things during this study, that is the key of opening the spiritual world? I don't know what he means behind all these words. these pretty words. We've spoken about this. Just, he should go back to what we spoke about before. Besides the desire, nothing doesn't open anything. A desire for development he can receive only from a group, in addition to the point in the heart that we receive the awakening from above. Any additional awakening of which we can advance by is only through a deficiency we receive from the group. This deficiency that we receive from the group can occur because we have jealousy, lust, honor that bring a person out of this world. I have to connect to a society that will supply me with these things. That's it. Yes. John from Michigan is asking, how can we make an effort? How can I use my emotions? It's difficult to concentrate. Do I have to ask about each and every word? What's its meaning? What's its interpretation? Again, a question from John from Michigan. He's asking, how do I have to feel, do I have to make an effort to interpret each and every word in it and understand the meaning of each and every word? Also, that needs to be done. Because we have to be in contact, in connection with matter. And no matter what, we have to see these words inside as ones that point towards discernment within us. Therefore, there's no choice. We have to make an effort to locate behind these words. More and more desires, vessels, lights, reshimot, degrees going up, going down, and so on. Let's say a baby that grows. Again, so week by week you can see how he understands more, how he perceives more. You tell him something, he starts recognizing, he starts discerning between different sounds, between different words. He also tells you what sounds instead of words. He says, he still can't express the word, but instead of that word, then he makes a sound. And in such a way, he begins to enter this contact, meaning there is something that he understands, part of it he grasps, some of it he can even use to work with. And then we need to understand. We have to understand that we also advance in such a way. I can divide it into lines, into states. A dream, awakeness, garva, kibul, yanikam, uchin, right, left, 12 parts of the 12 tribes, havaya times, the three lines is the 12 tribes, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are all the sefirot in the soul. Daytime and nighttime are states in the soul. Lying down, sitting down, standing up are states of the soul. Me and the world, internal, external, meaning there's a system here that I begin to locate it. In the meantime, in a schematic manner, and then I start delving into it in a more emotional way. I begin to live in it, I begin to be impressed by it, I begin to feel where it is in me, where every state is, where is a point in me, And then I start to transform from the feeling of this world, that also here, how did I receive this world? I was a small point. I had nothing when I was an infant. And I perceived in my desire many images, meaning impressions, from what? I felt upon myself different influences. Then I understood this is Ima, this is Abba, mother or father, this is uncle or auntie or grandmother, this is games, this is food, this is friends, this is my cot, this is my room. I constantly receive impressions, influences, and they're perceived in me, and from that the image is constructed. And then, just like an infant who begins to add more and more images, so we have to do the same thing here. There's no change. The state completely suits our spiritual development. Only to be impressed from the Zohar. You should want it just like a baby who wants to receive the forms of this world. In the same way, you should want to receive the spiritual world. That's all. Open up your desire for it. Nature forces us corporeally, and here we have to force ourselves. How? Take this desire from the group. You have no choice, only that could help. Yes. If a desire awakens in a person, why are there those desires that I have to reject? Just like Joseph's dream. Well, you're already talking about the solution, right? Yeah. You have this, you have that. You have to work with the desires in many different forms. Reject them. If you have a screen, save them and work with them. It depends on the force of the screen. Yes, Meir. A baby who has the senses in the first place that through them he can perceive, here we don't have these senses. So what? So you're told that you're going to acquire an upside-down world. Of course you don't have the senses. Come on, go ahead. What did you want? To attain a little more of our world? A little more, yeah? No, here it's an opposite world. It's a spiritual that it entirely exists in the quality of bestowal. That's why if you have no choice and you want to be individual like the Creator, meaning not nullified like you are in this world, then you're completely ruled from above. If you want to be individual, if you want to acquire your desire individually, and if you want to do it against your current desire, you want to attain a new desire that's opposite from you, otherwise you won't be individual, you'll continue being a beast like you are now. That's all on those strings being controlled from above. We're continuing to the second part. Spiritual world, yeah. It's the next part of the lesson.